This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump's lawyers in the impeachment trial are arguing that the push to remove him from office is politically motivated and unconstitutional. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Danger, danger, danger.
Jay Sekulow says kicking the president out on these charges would set a horrible precedent, saying Democrats want him gone only because they don't like his policies. He's also swiping at former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton, whose unpublished book is said to contradict a key defense argument. He writes the president wanted to keep aid from Ukraine until it agreed to investigate Joe Biden.
It is not a game of leaks and unsourced manuscripts.
Bolton has offered to testify, but Republicans are resisting calling him or other witnesses. Some senators back issuing a subpoena for the manuscript so they can see it for themselves, but only in a secure room, which top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer calls absurd.
It's a book. There's no need for it to be read in the skiff unless you want to hide something.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. health officials are expanding their checks of international travelers for signs of China's coronavirus. AP's correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
The latest update was led by Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
Americans should know that this is a potentially very serious public health threat. But at this point, Americans should not worry for their own safety.
So far, he says, there are 5 confirmed cases of the new virus in the U.S.
Part of the risk we face right now is that we don't yet know everything we need to know about this virus. But I want to emphasize, that does not prevent us from preparing and responding.
The CDC has already been checking arrivals at 5 U.S. airports. Now they say they're beefing up screening at 15 more, what they call quarantine stations, around the country. Shelley Adler, Washington.
You're listening to VOA News. Hoping to bring about a new dawn in the Middle East, President Trump unveiled his peace plan for the region on Tuesday, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu standing at his side. Notably absent was any representative of the Palestinians, who rejected it before getting even a glimpse of the proposal and who were not included in talks about the plan. Palestinian National Authority President Mahmoud Abbas is against the plan, calling it a conspiracy that will not pass. Trump has sent a letter to Abbas telling him that if he chooses the path to peace, America and many other countries will help the Palestinians in many different ways. Trump said acceptance of the plan would lead to $50 billion of outside investment, 1 million jobs created for Palestinians over a decade, and a doubling or even tripling of Palestinians' gross domestic product. The British government has decided to give Huawei limited access to build parts of its new high-speed mobile network, in a setback for the United States, which has been pushing allies to ban the Chinese company. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Britain says it's excluding high-risk companies from supplying the sensitive core parts of the new fifth-generation or 5G networks. But it will allow high-risk suppliers to provide up to 35% of the less risky radio access network. High-risk vendors are those who pose greater security and resilience risks to Britain's telecoms markets, a clear reference to Huawei. Washington is concerned about the company as it believes China could, under a 2017 law, compel Huawei to carry out cyber espionage. Huawei, though, denies that would be possible. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The top U.S. diplomat in Africa has renewed pressure on South Sudan's rival leaders to form a unity government ahead of a deadline next month. Tibor Nagy said South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar should put aside disagreements that have delayed formation of a post-Civil War unity government in the world's youngest country. Meanwhile, a member of the British House of Lords says she witnessed the immediate aftermath of a massacre in the disputed Abyei region last week and will raise the issue of the UN peacekeeping force there in the British Parliament. Caroline Cox said the United Nations Interim Security Force for Abyei did not protect the people of Abyei when armed men killed dozens of civilians in a village last week. The oil-producing Abyei region sits on the border between Sudan and South Sudan and is claimed by both countries. The Trump administration will boost its efforts to fight anti-Semitism and get more involved in prosecuting hate crimes against Jews. That's according to Attorney General William Barr on Tuesday. Barr met with Jewish leaders in Brooklyn, New York, a city that reported a record high number of crimes against Jews in 2019. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.